It's time for Microcast Monday on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. It's the start of a new week. You should be excited, motivated, pumped. It's going to be a great week. Many opportunities for you. Remember, mindset, what you put out there is what you are going to get. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field. Whatever you were doing, thank you for doing it. You have much support. Keep up the fantastic work. I'm super pumped. Evolve, the book, is finally here. It's a micro book, easily digestible. You can read it in one sitting, and I did that for a reason, because I know you're a busy criminal justice professional. You are going to love this book, packed full of success, motivation, inspiration, designed to get you on that road to success, both personally and professionally. If you're already there, great. This is going to complement what you already know. If you need this book, please reach out to me. You can hit me up on social, LinkedIn, Insta, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I want to get you a signed autographed copy of this book. If you want a free ebook version, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see information on there on how to get the ebook version. You do not want to miss this book. It is a life changer, folks. On to the show. On this episode of Microcast Monday, I wanted to take a few moments and talk about that us versus them mentality. I know I've talked about this before on the show, but I think it's worth revisiting again. That us versus them mentality. I know from a very young age, a young career in law enforcement, I was taught, like many of you probably were, that if you don't have a gun, if you don't have a star or a badge on your chest, we cannot trust you. And folks, over time, that type of mentality is going to be detrimental, not only to your physical health, but your mental health, because it was for me for a long time, until I switched my mentality and realized that the majority of people out there are good people. Yes, you heard me right. I said they are good people. 90-something percent of those people out there, citizens, are good people. They're following the law. We just get exposed in law enforcement to that very, very small percentage, and we get jaded. I know I was for many years. I'm sure you are to some degree. Maybe you're not. Good for you if you're not. But you having that constant us versus them mentality is not healthy, like I said. You have got to venture out of your comfort zone, meet other people in the private sector, meet people that don't have anything to do with law enforcement. If you do have some of those connections, more power to you. If you don't, I suggest that you go out there and develop those relationships, because sooner or later, folks, you are going to leave law enforcement. I've talked about that before on the show. And yes, you are going to leave law enforcement. Hopefully it's in a good way and not something detrimental, but you will leave law enforcement. And then what? We're all living longer. We have second, third, fourth careers. What are you going to do next? Those relationships that you make outside of law enforcement are going to be key to your future success. And you can't have that if you think everybody out there is a criminal because they're not a cop or a sheriff or whatever. So I would really encourage you, if you have that mindset, to really start refocusing, readjusting that mindset to be more open to people and get rid of that us versus them mentality. Again, I am not telling you to, you know, let down your guard. And if you're on the job, just, you know, compromise your officer safety. I'm not saying that. But you have to be able to realize that the majority of people out there are good people, and that you shouldn't have that adversarial relationship with the public. And I know some of you do. Not everybody out there. In fact, the majority of people are law-abiding citizens. So reflect on that. If you still have that mindset of us versus them, that everybody out there is a criminal, I can't trust anybody, I want you to write down the reasons why. Maybe it's a bad arrest. Maybe it's somebody who spit on you, whatever. And I'm not saying those aren't incidences that get you pissed off and, you know, make you really aggravated. I've been there. But I want you to write down the reasons why you have developed or you have that mentality of the us versus them mentality. Because again, those are the exception. Those are not the norm, folks. And like I said, sooner or later, you're going to have to develop those relationships outside of this job. And you're going to need those people, them, to help you go towards your success. Folks, I hope this has been beneficial. It's a little nugget of information, a little nugget of experience I want to share with you, how I've changed my mindset. Again, I still have that officer safety in me. You'll never get rid of. But again, I'm more open to people that are not in law enforcement or criminal justice. Folks, have a fantastic Monday. I want you to go out there, seize the day. Remember, success is in front of you. What you put out is what you are going to give or get. Remember, law of attraction. Stay tuned for more great guests on the CJ Evolution podcast.